Lady Gaga performed a new song, Million Reasons, on Saturday Night Live last month. This is the story of a guitar-playing background singer who was also on stage. Hillary Lindsay was the co-writer of the song. Julie Height of member station WPLN has this profile.
You might expect one of Nashville's leading hit writers to advertise her status with a flashy home. Not Hillary Lindsay. She lives in a quaint bungalow on a quiet street. A concrete walkway leads past the house to a small studio of sorts out back.
I was hoping I had the right place.
Yeah, this is it.
The cozy space is shared by a rack of guitars, a piano, a queen-size bed, and a bassinet.
This was our writing studio, and then I had a baby, and so this became like where my parents sleep and where my fiance's parents sleep. And sometimes we still write, and sometimes I sit on the bed when I write, which is funny.
Lindsay hasn't lost her soft Georgia drawl. She grew up in the small town of Washington, covering country and pop hits with a karaoke machine and dreaming up melodies on the family piano.
At that point, I'd assumed that all of those artists wrote their own songs. So when I moved to Nashville, that was my assumption, and I was wanting to be an artist and also write my own songs.
But she discovered that a lot of the work is done by a professional songwriting community, and she started carving out a spot in it. Then a certain American Idol winner launched a country career with one of Lindsay's songs.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year.
Carrie Underwood has been coming to Lindsay for material ever since.
Jesus, take the wheel.
So have a lot of other country acts, and Lindsay relishes the challenge of transcending her own perspective.
For me, as a writer, and I would venture to say most writers, it's amazing when you can tap into your own thing, to your own personal life. But when you write every day, I mean, what in the world are you going to say? Like right now, I would be writing about dirty diapers. Like nobody wants to hear about that, you know?
Several years ago, Lindsay's friendships with a couple of other songwriters grew into a partnership. They call themselves the Love Junkies, and Lori McKenna is one of them.
We end up just talking as friends, as girlfriends and mothers and wives and, you know, daughters and sisters and all the things that we are in our lives. And then something will come up and be like, that's a song.
I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That smile and that midnight laugh.
The little big town smash Girl Crush is a good example of the bruised emotional territory the Love Junkies like to explore. Once a month, McKenna makes the trip from Massachusetts, and the trio's third member, Liz Rose, hosts their songwriting sleepovers at her Nashville home.
Very few things will come in between us, but, you know, when Lady Gaga calls Hillary, we kind of go, okay, well, we'll hold off on that one. We'll move that week.
These epic writing sessions have produced songs for Little Big Town and one on Carrie Underwood's latest album. Lindsay is used to brainstorming with Underwood, country's quintessential girl next door, but she wondered whether Lady Gaga might be looking for something more out there.
So, of course, I said yes, but I honestly was scared because I didn't know if I was going to be able to give her what she wanted or what she needed, and I had no idea how it would play out.
It turned out that Gaga was a big Jesus Take the Wheel fan. She opened up to Lindsay as easily as any other co-writer. The biggest difference was that Gaga captured her lyrics on a vintage typewriter.
It makes it hard, like she can't email me anything or whatever. It's like, but it's still so cool.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons.
That's Lindsay's voice gliding above Gaga's on the pop star's new album. They've also duetted on live television.
SNL was unbelievable. I mean, when we were there for soundcheck and her piano was center stage and there was a mic stand next to her piano, and I looked at one of the crew guys at SNL and said, So is she getting up in the middle of the song or something and moving over to stand to sing? And he said, no, honey, that's for you.
Artists often ask Lindsay to harmonize on songs she's written. But when they take her tunes on tour, she stays close to home with her infant daughter and her fiancé, Carrie Barlow, a successful songsmith in his own right. He keeps a constant eye on the charts and social media while she does her best to block all of that out.
It makes me feel like I'm not cool and I don't write good songs and I have no friends. So I don't like looking at it.
Even if Hillary Lindsay doesn't tweet about what she's up to, she's got no shortage of followers. They practically line up at her door for songs. For NPR News, I'm Julie Height in Nashville. Hey, yo, we